Hi Biggies, I hope you are enjoying a wee bit more freedom this week. Here is this week's learning for the week beginning 1st of June 2020. We're going to do the Teams meetings at 2 p.m. every day this week. I asked in an email to your parents about changing that and nobody got back to me and said, oh, I'd rather have it in the morning. In fact, some people saying that the afternoon every day would suit them better. So 2 p.m. every day Teams meeting this week. I'll open up the Minecraft server at 1 p.m. I'm going to continue to try and put videos into Teams to watch before the meeting. So I'll put those up in the morning so that you can watch them. We don't seem to get really good connections or whatever. We're not all seeing the same thing. So if I put up the videos, you can watch them beforehand. And then if it's a bit laggy and things and you're not seeing it, at least you'll have had a chance to see that. I'll also open up the Minecraft server at 1 p.m. Most days, unless something strange happens. So something a wee bit different this week. I'm going to do a wee mini topic on paper aeroplanes. And what I'd like you to do is, over the week, build, decorate and fly some. And try and make at least three different designs over the week. And we're looking for the smoothest flyer, the one that flies the longest distance, the best looking design, that's the sort of shape of the plane, and the best decoration. And we'll also use this for some writing this week, and I'll talk about that when I get down to the literacy. There are tons of great resources for making paper aeroplanes on the internet. I've linked to one or two really good sites. The Fold and Fly site is really good because it's got step-by-step instructions for folding and then a YouTube video at the bottom. And it also classifies the different types of paper aeroplane. You know, if they're good for stunts, or they're good for distance, or they're easy to make or hard to make. So there's a great range there. I've put a few YouTube videos in the post as well, and linked to some more. I've been making a few over the weekend, and the paper plane, straightforward tube, and the circular glider are really interesting because they don't look anything like a normal paper aeroplane. For literacy this week, I've put some tasks for the Blue and Yellow group. I'd like you to pick a fiction book from Oxford Owl, or one you have in the house but haven't read yet. And then there's three activities to do with that book. It needs to be one you haven't read, because the first one is about prior knowledge, about making predictions about what the book will be about, based on its title, its front cover, any information on the back cover or the author or anything you know about it. And I've explained how to respond to that and how to organise your writing. I'd also like you to discuss the setting of the story and where the story's set with somebody, and maybe write a description of that. And reading a bit more over the week, I'd like you to do a beginning, middle and end exercise. Now, it doesn't need to be for the whole story if it's a really long book. If it's a short one, that'd be fine. The Red and Green group, I've just put one worksheet up called Week 5 Tasks Own Novel. And it's for, obviously, working with a novel of your own. Now, don't just think that's one wee worksheet, that'll not take me long. There's several pages and lots of activities to do. Okay. So the writing I'd like you to do. I'd like you to write some instructions this week. I'd like you to write instructions to make a paper aeroplane. Now, I don't want you just to copy the text from the internet. Write your own. Think about it. You could write it out, or you could make a comic or a movie with them instructions. If you are writing, you're going to need lots of pictures to help explain. You could also make a presentation in Keynote. Remember, for any instructional writing, you'll need a list of materials and equipment to start with. I've linked to the features of instructional writing in the blog post, so you can check over all the things that you need to have in a good set of instructions. I've also put in my example. I just made a wee video today about how to make a paper aeroplane. So you could have a look at that as an example. And if you really don't feel like making your own set of instructions, then you could write and explain how I could improve this one. So have a look at the features of an instructional writing and see how my video weighs up against it, and think about how I could make it better or clearer. Have a wee think about that. For maths this week, there's the usual things to do every day. The number talk chili challenge, tables practice, four operations, sum dog. I've put up some worksheets again this week for the different groups, just going over four operations and some other things. I'd really like those returned to me, preferably in Teams or by email. I don't think that sort of thing needs to go on your e-portfolio. I've also left the topic maths and its impact in the world up, where we want you to research different civilizations and how they've used numbers and recorded them in any way you like. But this time I've cut it down a wee bit. I've cut it down to Romans and ancient Egyptians, and I've put in a bunch of links which should help get you started. Now, last time we didn't get, I don't think anybody sent me anything in about that, and I'd really think it's an important part of your maths, and it'd be a good time to address this. IDL, I've left the NHS topic. There's plenty more to do in there if you've started. I've seen some people doing some nice work and putting in a portfolio. Well done to them. Plenty of things to do. Art, I'll have done is leave a link again to the art ideas, because they haven't really been tried by everybody. Our art gallery and the blog is looking a wee bit old. It'd be really nice to get any kind of art in there. So if you're doing any kind of art, and if you've got a good idea for art, then bring it into Teams and tell us and we can add it in. Other ideas, well, if you haven't done your lockdown life video, you could do that. There's a link to the instructions for that. There's another ideas page which has got a ton of different things which are good fun to do. There's a link just to the notes about Minecraft and how to get on and how to use that, and some blogging tips. I would like to see as many people as possible posting, not every day or anything like that, to their blog, but a couple of good things a week. Instead of maybe putting everything you do on, then maybe try and put one or two things a week or three things a week and really reflect on what you're learning and think about it. It is important to keep a record of what you're learning. You can refer to it and look back. So please do make a wee bit of effort. We had a bit of a downturn on the number of blog posts this week, or the number of people posting, so it would be good to get that back up again, please. 5-day week. Okay. I hope you are enjoying the good weather. It's certainly gorgeous, and we've now got a wee chance to get out and meet other people as well in a safe and sensible way, so I hope you're doing that. But I do hope to see you sometime in the meeting, and I definitely would like to see records and evidence of the learning you're doing. So, cheers.